You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is shale? It's a type of rock, and it's a type of rock that formed and is found in layers. Typically, it's layers of mud that, over time, become rock. Rock that's formed in layers is known as sedimentary rock. It can form on land or under a body of water. These layers form as rock particles are deposited by wind or water. The particles of shale are typically clay and quartz. Clay particles are incredibly small, less than 0.002 millimeters. They're classified as the smallest type of sediment particle. The other mineral in shale, quartz, is one of the most common minerals that can be found in the Earth's crust. Another name that geologists use for quartz is silica. It's made of the elements silicon and oxygen. If shale undergoes pressure, it will become metamorphic rock. At this point, shale is called slate. Shale is a really fun rock if you ever go rock collecting. If you have a hammer and chisel, you can break and separate those layers. It's like pages of a book, but rock rather than paper. And the best part is that you can often find fossils in the layers of shale. Not only do the rock particles settle in layers over millions of years, but so do little critters and plants. There are some very famous shale deposits, famous because of the fossils that have been found in the layers. In British Columbia, Canada, is a shale formation known as the Burgess Shale. At a little over 500 million years old, a time geologists call the Cambrian, it formed at the bottom of a marine environment. Ancient shells, worms, sponges, and arthropods are some of the fossils found here. This diversity has spawned documentaries, books, PhD dissertations, and large collections in many world-famous museums. Closer to home, in northern Ohio, is the Silica Shale. This rock formation is about from 400 million years ago, a time that geologists call the Devonian. Silica is very famous for finding an ancient ocean animal called the trilobites. Here's a sedimentary activity to try at home. Get a clear, colorless glass jar with a lid. Fill it halfway with water. Add sand, dirt, gravel, and a small toy plastic or metal animal that will sink into the bottom of the water. Make sure the lid is tight, shake the jar, then watch the particles settle and form layers. We've just learned a little bit about that rock called shale. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.